Good morning. Let's go ahead and begin. This is a meeting of the Title Setting Board pursuant to Title I, Article 40 of Colorado Revised Statutes. The date is August 5th, 2009, and the time is 9:03 a.m. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. The Title Setting Board today consists of the following. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State. I'm here on behalf of Secretary of State Bernie Busher. To my immediate right is Dan Domenico, Solicitor General, here on behalf of Attorney General John Southers. And to my immediate left is Dan Carton, Deputy Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, who is the designee of the Director of the Office of Legislative Services, Charlie Pike. Just some general information about procedures. There is a sign-up sheet on the table by the door for anybody who wishes to testify. This is a recorded hearing. It's also broadcast over the internet. For anyone who does wish to testify, please be sure to identify yourself for the record and who you represent. There's basically three steps that the title board follows when setting titles for a new measure. Number one, we hear from the proponents, and I provide an opportunity for the members of the title board to ask questions of the proponents. That step is intended to ensure that the title board understands the measure. In order to set titles, we have to make sure we understand the measure. The second step would be to determine whether the title board has jurisdiction to set a title for the measure, and that necessarily includes determining whether the measure complies with the single subject requirement. And then third, if the board does determine that it has jurisdiction to set a title, then the board will proceed to work on setting fair titles, which we typically work off of a staff draft. And copies of the staff draft should be on the table by the back door. We're not concerned with the merits of any proposal, but only with the setting of fair and accurate titles. And if anybody's dissatisfied with the decision of the title board, then they may file a motion for a rehearing with the Secretary of State's office within 7 days of today, and motions for rehearing will be heard at the next regularly scheduled meeting of the title board, which those meetings are the first and third Wednesdays of each month. So with that, I'll turn to the one agenda item that we have. 2009-2010, number 25, definition of person. If we could hear from the proponents first, again, to see if there are questions from the title board. Do we have a representative of the proponents? If you both would like to come to the podium, either one or both. And if you, sir, if you would identify yourself.
My name is Gualberto Garcia Jones, and I'm the director of Personhood Colorado, and I'm one of the proponents of this proposed measure.
Thank you. Let me see if there are questions from the title board. Are there any questions from the members of the title board?
We might be able to save ourselves some time just if you'll explain what differences there are in this proposal from the similar one that we saw a couple years ago.
Sure. There is only one major difference, and that is the change from fertilization, which was the term used to mark the beginning, and in the last measure. And in this measure, we're using a different term, which is the beginning of biological development. And the reason for that is that fertilization is only one of the possible ways of reproduction. There's also asexual reproduction, which includes cloning. And so we used the broader term this time around so that it will include procedures like cloning. That's pretty much the only difference.
Any other questions for the proponents? If not, then let's go ahead and move to consideration of the single subject question. Is there anyone here who wishes to testify on whether the measure complies with the single subject requirement? I'm assuming the proponents believe that it is a single subject, so I'm actually looking for opposition to that, and I don't think I have anyone signed up to testify. Seeing no one that wishes to testify on that subject, then I'll go ahead and turn to board discussion on the single subject question. Mr. Carton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think for many of the same reasons that board found this measure's predecessor, for probably lack of a better word, to have a single subject 2 years ago, that was amendment, what became Amendment 48, I think the measure contains a single subject, that being defining a person as it's used in Sections 3, 6, and 25 of Article 2 of this Colorado Constitution. And I think that it was accurately stated as a single subject in 2008, notwithstanding the difference in the language, and that the staff draft, although we're not there yet, accurately states the single subject. So I would conclude that proposed initiative number 25 contains a single subject.
Any disagreement? I think this is substantially the same as the measure for single subject purposes. As I recall, when the previous measure was before us, there was some discussion about, maybe quite a bit of discussion about whether the enumeration of specific sections in Article 2 created any potential single subject issues. And as Mr. Carton indicated, I think we concluded that it did not. As I recall, also the measure, the title setting was appealed to the Supreme Court, and I think the title board was affirmed. So it does seem to me that this is, we have some precedent, some reason to believe that the measure is a single subject. I'll go ahead and make a motion then that the board find that the measure is a single subject and that we proceed to set titles.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Then let's turn to the staff draft of the titles. Mr. Garcia-Jones, have you had a chance to look at the staff draft, and do you have any comments about the staff draft?
Let me just bring it out here.
And Ms. Gomez from the Secretary of State's office, who I should have introduced at the beginning, she's displaying the staff draft on the screen in the room.
Okay, there's one minor difference from what we had, and that is on the staff draft, it says the term person is to include every or any human being, and we would like it to say it shall apply to any human being, and the I guess the difference there is that to include implies that there's something else than a human being that can be a person. And believe it or not, there are laws in different countries where apes are given personhood rights. So I'd like to limit that to human beings.
So your suggested change would be in line 3. Instead of saying to include any human being, instead it would say to apply to any human being?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is the staff draft.
And that's the one difference you would have with the staff draft?
I believe so. Just to reiterate that, it's the term person shall apply to every human being from the beginning of the biological development of that human being.
So you're reading from the text of the measure where it says that the term person shall apply to every human being?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But with respect to the staff draft, it sounds like you would simply change the word include to the word apply or words apply to. Well, I guess I'm confused because grammatically I'm not sure that works. The staff draft says an amendment to the Colorado Constitution defining the term person to include, and grammatically would you say defining the term person shall apply to? I mean, I assume there's something more that you would want changed in the title than simply putting in the word shall apply. Mr. Domenico.
I think you would have to change the introductory phrase if you're going to do that to change it from defining to something else, which is okay by me. Something like declaring that the term person, and then down where it says to include would say declaring that the term person ... shall apply to every. I actually had apply to as one thing I was thinking might be an improvement, but I think you do have to change the introduction, which is probably a little closer to what the measure isn't exactly a definition. It just deems that when the word person is used in those sections, it applies to human beings from the beginning of the biological development. So it's not really a definition, so I don't have a problem getting rid of defining, but I think you need to do that if you're going to make that other change.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was the suggestion that you made for instead of defining?
Well, maybe declaring that. In line one.
What is the grammatical error with having it just as the saying that it's person defined or defining the term person and then saying that it shall apply? I just don't understand.
Well, if you get rid of all that language in between the commas there,
mm-hmm.
After person and before to include, and you make that
okay,
change you're
yeah.
suggesting, it doesn't quite,
yeah.
it's just not quite right. And I think that this was taken mainly from what we adopted last time, and so it's not
yeah.
your fault as much as it's our fault, but
instead of saying shall apply, we could say to apply. And that would also make it work, right?
Well, it sounds like there's two possibilities right off. And one is Mr. Domenico's suggestion, which would be changing both lines 1 and 3. Line 1, the change there would be we would say an amendment to the Colorado Constitution declaring that the term person, as used in those sections, shall include, now I'm skipping down to line three, shall include any human being. So declaring that the term person shall include any human being from the beginning of biological development would be one approach. And the other approach that I initially thought you were suggesting would be not to change line one, but just to say defining the term person to apply to any person from the beginning of the biological development.
Okay. I think I like the second option better, just because a declaration seems more like precatory language rather than a definition. So we could keep the second option. That'd be.
Are you comfortable then with the title characterizing the measure as a definition of person?
Yes, sir.
And I think I am. I mean, I know it's not. It's,
well, I
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I am too. I think. I mean, you could call it a definition or a declaration. I'm okay either way. But I don't think that the grammar works with that second option. It's
okay.
You're right.
To apply to.
Well.
I mean, it's not really. It's not defined.
You don't define something to apply to something. You define it as something. And I'm not in love with the way we wrote it last time, frankly, which is part of the problem here. I'm not sure you define it to include something either, which is how it's written now, which is taken from what we did last time. But if we're going to keep defining them, then it's going to be a little harder to fix line three, and I'm not quite sure how to do it.
Mr. Carton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to move to an alternative to defining, would the proponents feel that rather than substituting declaring or defining in line one on the grounds that it's is, as you've stated, kind of declaratory language, something to the effect that an amendment to the Colorado Constitution providing that.
I have another option.
And then coming to line three, you would, providing that the term person shall apply to any, or to conform to the text, every human being? Or would you, do you prefer the defining, the definition? I guess that would be my first question. Do you want to go the direction of defining rather than a declaring, providing, or Mr. Domenico's third option, yet to be disclosed?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we would.
Okay.
There are different reasons for it, I guess. The providing sounds like a grant of rights.
Okay.
And, you know, I think some people might say that these rights are not necessarily granted by the state, but that they're inalienable rights. I think the definition, even though the language isn't exactly elegant, I think is the best one for our intent.
Mr. Domenico?
Well, my other option was also got rid of defining. So if we're going to try to use that, then I'm not going to waste our time discussing it.
Well, I wonder about stating. I mean, I'm a little uneasy about the term defining. I mean, I think effectively this is a kind of definition, but But stating is a little more neutral. If we said stating that the term person shall apply to any human being from the beginning, et cetera.
You said, Mr. Domenico, you said you had another option. Can we?
Well, my other option was actually to replace defining with applying. And then it would read an amendment to the Colorado Constitution applying the term person, et cetera, to every human being from the beginning of the biological development. That was what I had in mind.
Okay.
I don't know that that's any better.
I like that.
I like it.
All right.
So, Ms. Gomez, maybe you go ahead and put that on the board there. So instead of defining it, we would substitute applying.
And then it would delete include any and just insert every.
Yes.
I think that's right. I think.
Yeah.
We can go with that. Proponents are satisfied with that change?
Sure.
That's correct. And I should have stated, in what's now lines 5 through 8, we'll make the same changes.
Okay.
That's just simply the same title, but in the form of a question. And before I forget, is there anybody else who's present who wishes to testify on the titles? If you'll come forward, because we need to get you on the record.
Right.
If you, you could just come to the microphone, identify yourself, and then add your name to the sign-up sheet.
Cynthia Coleman. I'm with Heiser Paul, LLP. We represent Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. We would object to changing the word to applying. It's clearly defining the word person. If you look at the text of the proposed initiative itself, it says person defined. It's giving meaning to the word person. And I don't believe applying is accurate. I think it's somewhat misleading to just say it's applying when it's defining what person is.
Well, I think the caption uses the word defined, but captions, I guess, can in some or can be some guide to the interpretation of a measure, but the actual text of what's going on, the verb is shall apply, so it is applying, and I think everybody's right. It's in some ways a definition, in some ways simply an application, and I actually prefer this. It uses the actual language of the action part of the measure, which is what is your first line of analysis. And in addition, the other problem with definition is that it only defines it doesn't really define the term person for all circumstances. It only applies this definition to certain circumstances, which is what we fought about last time. And so it's an odd kind of definition if it's defined this way for these purposes and another way. It just applies one definition of it to certain circumstances. And so I'm not sure, but that's why I kind of prefer this keeping, well, partly just because the the language works easier, but also partly just because I think it's a little more tightly tied to the language of the measure.
Mr. Cardin.
And I think I'd agree with Mr. Domenico. I would like to point out that, again, this measure is substantially similar to the 2008 measure that was Amendment 48 on the ballot, and that the single subject and title language was upheld by the Supreme Court, and that did not mention that that also had that the 2008 measure had person defined in the caption and not in the text, and then the ballot title was shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution defining the term person. But I think for the reasons that Mr. Domenico has stated, I think that certainly I don't think the title board is bound by that prior measure, and I think it is probably an improvement, arguably an improvement. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Goldman. Anyone else wish to testify on the staff draft or the discussions we've had so far? I guess I'll go ahead and move Mr. Domenico's change as shown on the screen.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Are there other proposed changes to the staff draft as amended so far? For the record, what we have at this point, I'll read it into the record. The title would read, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution applying the term, quote, person, unquote, as used in those provisions of the Colorado Constitution relating to inalienable rights, comma, equality of justice, comma, and due process of law, comma, to every human being from the beginning of the biological development of that human being, period. And then the ballot title and submission clause would read the same, but in the form of a question. Any further discussion, Mr.
Can I just bring up one really terribly small point that maybe Mr. Cardin knows better? Do we typically use the American rule about commas and quotation marks in legislation or not? I know when I draft and edit briefs, which is what I spend most of my time doing, we put commas inside of quotation marks, which I think is terribly misleading sometimes, and but that's the American rule. I personally would leave it to stand up for common sense and against the American rule, but I don't know if we typically try to follow one convention or another.
I kind of like it the way it is. I have a bias maybe from my days of legislative drafting with legislative legal services, but I understand there is an approach and that looks awkward, but to me the comma is not part of the quote, sort of the way I was taught. But
okay, that's fine. That's just not the
right.
That's not the way courts do it or want you to do it, but that's fine with me.
In answer to your question, I don't know this for sure, but I suspect if we've had some consistency, this may be what we've done. But
mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's here.
If there's no other discussion, is there a motion to adopt the staff drafts as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 25, and that completes our agenda. And the time is 9:33 a.m., and we are adjourned. Thank you.